Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I see kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this give to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Holy
Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says, "Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we reject not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
A message
of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Malay Satan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify again. There's no God but one creator. Proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation. He created this creation and planted us all on to test all of us and see which one is worthy of the great reward, a great prize, a great life you want to give us out this life for doing right in this life. So we thank Allah for blessing us and giving us an opportunity to be Muslim, giving us the opportunity to submit to his will, that he showed us how to submit to his will through the scripture that he had put in the world for us to understand and learn from. And we said we have the final revelation, and that's Al-Quran. That revelation had been put in the earth to make the world the type of world that Almighty God approved of. So we're here tonight with the Blog Talk Radio Station, trying to make it clear, crystal clear. No matter who we are, what we call ourselves, God have made it clear that he made us human beings. Then he made it extra clear, said the best human being he have created is that one who obey him the best. So we are here to obey the Creator, and we all in a race for all that is good. That means we have an opportunity to obey him the best. First, we like to open up our talk and get it started on the right foot, on the right way, and that's prayer. Asking the Creator of this creation to guard our words and our idea and our action. And God, the words that we're going to use tonight to try to bring about some clarity in the world we live in and bring about the best world. And we said we start off with a prayer. This prayer called Al-Fatiha means to open. We want to open up our talk with a prayer. First we would say it in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidami Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Ladh-Dhallin English translation. We seek protection from the Creator of this creation. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not of those who would go astray. Amen. We like to greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world, the greeting of the prophets, angels. They said the greeting in paradise. This is the greeting that you will receive. And that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. Simply means may God's peace be unto you. We thank you. We welcome you to the Block Talk Radio Station, especially to our Caucasian brothers. We welcome you. We're not here to condemn you or be angry at you. Allah tell us that no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. So why are we going to be angry about what God knows, what God has let happen, and God going to deal with in the next life and start dealing with it in this life? So we are not angry. We know Satan get the best of us. And we know Satan have got many of our Caucasian brothers because we all brothers because we all come from Adam. We can't trace our beginning further than Adam, the first man, and the first woman. That's how far we can trace that back, and that's millions of years ago. But Allah says in Scripture that these are the books that make more sense than all the other science books in the world, that God made us from the dust. He made us different so we can learn from each other. He made us in different nations and tribes so we can learn from each other. He didn't make us in different tribes and different colors so we can spies each other. We get nothing out of despising each other but problems with hatred. We see what Donald Trump done built up the people, and they are so angry, thinking they are God. And they think that African-American people, the one they call black people, is going to take over. Allah is always in charge. We brothers shouldn't want from another brother. But we, everything that we have or could have been taken away from us, and God is going to bless us with it back. There's nothing anyone can do to stop that. So we are not here to hold grudges, jealousy, and envy. That only get us where it have got many of our Caucasian brothers in the pit of hell. You can't do wrong and get good from God. And we realize that every wrong will be dealt with by the one who did the wrong. Allah said he knows everything. Not a leaf fall off a tree that he don't know. If he know that, he know everything that goes on with every individual, with every human being, with every creature that he created. If he know that every leaf that fall off a tree and don't fall off that tree unless he get God's permission, that leaf don't leave that tree. I have some trees in my yard that the leaves stayed on all year long, and that tell me that what Allah says is true. The leaf don't fall off that tree or leave that tree letting me get God's permission. My leaves did not get, the leaves in the tree that was in front of my house, they must then get no permission so they can leave that tree. So we see Scripture clearly. We are able to understand Scripture because Allah has given us the final revelation. Many come to add on to the revelation that was called revelation and bring a clear understanding of the revelation. Because we know we love the Bible, but when you look at the Bible, it had to be tampered with. If it wasn't tampered with, we wouldn't have all these problems in the world. We wouldn't have racism. We wouldn't have people hating each other. Or we wouldn't have people wish they had somebody else have and didn't love the hell that God gave them. This all come about by false religion. And false religion is the worst form of oppression. Huh? So we are being given this understanding through Prophet Muhammad, who Christ Jesus said was coming after him. He said, Jesus said, I got to go away in order for this final prophet to come. And when he come, he going to lead the people in the final truth and all the truth. We said Prophet Muhammad is that final prophet. And the only way you can prove that's not true, read the history of Prophet Muhammad. Read a Quran. Get a Quran and read it. Get with some good Muslims. I'm talking about people that follow a balanced way of life, like the people that follow Imam Washidin Muhammad, follow a balanced way of life, follow the midway, not to the extreme. But when you find people calling Muslim extreme, why do you do that? They want to keep your eyes off them. They call Muslim terrorists. And the real terrorist is the one who calling people to terrorists, like the racist, who say, I'm not a racist. But he'll kill you, take you to court, rob you of your money, won't stand. You stand up for your woman, they'll throw you in jail for defending your female or your child rights. That's the real Satan. That's the real black person. That's the real evil person. huh? And we see what's going on. Donald Trump done reared these ignorant masses of people up, and now they want to go in stores and churches and grocery stores and kill up a whole lot of African American. They want to come to our neighborhood. But we get prepared for any evil. We ain't turning out, chief. We know Jesus ain't died for nobody's sins. We know that's all a fabricated lie that was given to innocent people, and they had to link that way in order to live. But that day is over with. We as Muslims, we fear Allah alone. We fear we don't want to die, but we rather be dead, buried in our grave, than let some man oppress us, some people oppress us. And oppression, we are told, is worse than slaughter. So we ain't not going back down that road no more. We all brothers and sisters of each other. And we can't see what the Satan done got into our Caucasian brothers. If you was like Jesus, if you love Jesus, and Jesus came in your image, why ain't you the best? Why aren't you the best of human beings? Why ain't you white? Why aren't you pure and good and kind and honest and grateful? Why are you not like that? Because you're not white. They don't trick you with that word. So they don't took you out of your nature. Huh? They don't make you be artificial. And anything artificial, it only look good for a minute. Artificial eyebrows, artificial hair, and all the other things, artificial, take that stuff off, and you are what you is. You still a human being, a creation of God, and you will never appreciate that, wishing you for somebody else, or wishing or thinking that you are the best that God created. We know Caucasian people stick together. So you telling me that God is on you, God is with y'all, God came in y'all image, that means God going to stick with y'all even though y'all doing all the evil in the world. It's a trick you're bought into. So we here to hope, and we can get you out of that trick, get you back to being a human being. So for the human being, this is a special creature God made, and the human being supposed to love each other. They ain't supposed to be trying to terminate each other or destroy each other. The human being's job is to love human beings, care for each other. It's unnatural for a man to see a man bleeding to death and he just walk on by, or he just walk on by her. It's not a human quality to see another human being mistreat a human being, whether it's a female, a child, or a male. It's not natural. The human being is the most kindest creature God done created. And when she's not like that, that means that the God conscious have been taken out of that human being. And that human being is no more a human being. It's just like the movie they make, The Living Dead. That's what you see in these Caucasian people, Living Dead. They live, but they dead to all the good things that God want to give them. Huh? And African Americans follow the same trail. Many of them follow, know something is wrong, but they are bent over. They are lie. They won't stand up. They'll do anything to keep a dollar bill in their pocket just to be seen in the eyes of men and women. I'm talking about the movie stars, the basketball players, the football players. If that weren't true, they would be billing in their community. They came out of it. But most African Americans, once they get out of their neighborhood and get around no rich people, get around drinking this expensive liquor, smoking cigars or whatever, they think about coming back. They don't even call themselves one of us. Huh? As long as no Caucasian people ain't bother them, they don't say themselves one of us. So we have to realize the good people going to have to stick together. And that's what God intends for us to do, come together and work on all that is good. Fight till there's no more oppression. Stand on truth. But we got a lot of ladies that call African-American people want somebody else to do their fighting for them, standing on the sidelines looking and not doing nothing, not putting their fair share to help change this world. But Allah says not equal those who stay at home and see no harm and those who go out and fight in the cause. And I understand that. There's no equal in that. But God allow you to stay at home, you stay at home, but you won't be getting with the man who went out and risked his life. You won't be getting the great reward that God say he wanna give his servant. He said, what come on with him, my God, my servant, the one I'm well pleased with. And I don't think he's pleased with the one that's sitting at home and receiving no harm. So we have to work. The work ain't stopped. These people ain't stopped being evil and corrupt. So we're here tonight. We hope what we said will be some benefit to the listeners. And we invite our Caucasian brothers and sisters to come join us, not join us on color conscious, but join us on moral excellence that God put in all of us. It's wrong for anybody to do anybody wrong. And we all God people. We ain't got no people. We all the children of Adam. We all come from Adam. So we all supposed to be one and one with each other. So I've got others in the crew, and I'm going to bring, my name is Abdul Akbar. I am from Decatur, Georgia. I'm one of the co-workers here, and along with my wife, Dahir Akbar, on Tuesdays and Sundays, speaking on the psychological effect on our children. And we here 4 days out of the week speaking on the message of concern. Another one of our co-host workers, Suja Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a longtime fighter on this message of concern, been all around the country fighting these images, fighting wherever he at, in the bank or in a grocery store. Then we got Brother A. Muhammad that comes on. He is from Columbus, Georgia. He come on and he's from Columbus, Georgia. And we have Brother Ibrahim Abdullah coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, to LaGrange, Georgia, where he is getting ready again to be the imam in LaGrange, Georgia, and we hope he will be on too. So I'm going to try to get Brother Suja Muhammad to step up to the plate. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. If you match one and you cannot get into the, for some reason or other, call 404-421-5630. If you match one and you cannot get into the queue, call 404-421-5630. And we will see your number and we will cut your mic off. This show is sponsored by Sister Kalam Muhammad STEM School, and I've been hearing a lot of good things about this STEM school. So we're going to bring up, we have two hands up. I will bring up Suja last, and let's see who this is first. I'll bring up. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah.
Who that other person is, you can bring him up first, and then I come after him.
Okay. That brother Imam. Okay. Yeah. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Imam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir.
Well, I ain't going to hold you up. I want you to come on in. You see the world conditions. You see what's going on in the world. Let me hear what you got to say and what we can do about it, what you think, what Allah want us to do about this situation. And Imam already done gave us all the keys. So you got it.
Yes, sir. I only bear witness and testify nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone, the one that's responsible for all the things that have been created and our world and everybody else's world. And I only bad would have testified that the final revelation that he decided to send to the world through mankind was his last prophet, Muhammad. May the peace and blessing be upon him. It's the final messenger, sealed of all the prophets. And this is ordained by the one who created all of us for this final revelation to reach the world. And we are to take that revelation, study it, dissect it, and then take it, put it in action in our lives, and then we ought to take it out to the world and introduce the world to the guidelines and the principle that God has sent to the world to be the final revelation before the what we call the judgment. And as you can see, the thing that are going on and that's described by Scripture, we in the judgment. If you don't know what the judgment is, all you got to do is cut your TV on or just walk on, go on the street and walk down into the shopping area and see all the confused things that are going on. As my brother may mention in the beginning, you see how this image messes up so bad that we as a people, we can't even come together. But we can come together for every other purpose and with everybody but ourselves. And that's not being racial. You know, you see blackbirds fly, but they don't fly with eagles. Eagles don't fly with hawks, you know. And as a people, we are to stick together. That don't mean that we can't mix and mingle with everybody else. But first, we ought to establish a foundation among ourselves where we can produce businesses, have our children more secure in the world that we live in now, because it's terrible. It's going on. You see what this 18-year-old child did. He planned it and rode over 2 hours, over 200 miles, to get to that particular destiny in Rochester, New York, to perform that act. Now, once they found the material that they found in his home, I guess on the computer or laptop or whatever, they found how disturbed he was in the information that he left behind and what he wanted to do. Now, you just don't blame him or his parents. Also blame the officials because they had the problem with this child in school last year. And what they did, they turned it back. They didn't follow up, put him in a position where he could be watched. So now we see this true onslaught that he did yesterday, killing 10 people and wounding 3 more. Planned just going to a black neighborhood, or so-called black. Just to kill human beings, people that he don't even know. So what we got to do now is also make the people aware. You have to be careful. Tell our women's, Muslim ones I'm referring to, and I speak on the outside of our religion, to get them a handgun. Because your husband or your sons or your brothers cannot be with you 24/7. And our leader told our sisters and our community this way back in 1975. Well, now we can see the importance of getting one now, because that's how dangerous it is out here now. You know, we way beyond the Wild Wild West concept or theory. We beyond that. It is dangerous. We have to prepare ourselves. All our centers and Islamic centers in the community, we are too loose now. We come into our centers on Friday, Jumu'ah prayer, whatever, with bags on our back. People coming that you've never seen before. You don't know what the plan is. And that's what happened to Emile Lukman in Detroit, who I knew very well. Was set up by a Caucasian, pretending to be Muslim, and set him up well where the FBI came under them, and they took the brother out. So now we see that this thing has escalated now. So this Block Talk Radio is really geared to giving you information to sustain your life and your family member's life, your friends, your neighbors, your associates. We're not here just to blame everybody without a reason for doing what they're doing. You have to put the blame to where it goes. So let's start off with the blame, and not to make you an enemy to them, the Jews who brought that image over here and told the people that I'm going to bring your image over here in your image, a savior for the world in your image, and you will become the ruler. They done that. And that had triggered in the world today one of the gravest sins that ever been done. Now watch this here. If we know they done that, and then the scriptures say, don't make no engraved image of me, who we going to listen to? You see, the problem is we listen to the man instead of listening to the commandments of what God had laid out. God said, number one, don't do this. Man over here said, well, it's all right. God said, number two, don't do that. Man said, it's all right. And we can go right on down through the scriptures and show you. And in the Bible, what did it say? It said, for the hog, don't even touch his dead carcass. Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible said. Now, if that Bible said that, this is a revelation from God. And we see the act what Jesus did to the evil demon or spirit that was a man that he took him out of man and cast him into the hog, and the hog ran outside the mountain and killed himself. To show you how bad. Now, you're going to take man's words and say, oh, it's all right for you to eat it. It's all right for you to eat it when God said don't even touch the dead carcass. Don't even consume it. This is what God is telling you. So who is the better Noah than man, the one who created him? But why don't we follow the commandments that God had laid out instead of the commandments what man has said? See, when man come with a command, he got a plan. Look, I give you this $50,000. All you do is go in your neighborhood, give it a fit to your friend, let them see you got a little money, you're dressed nice now. I'm going to get you a little raggedy car. And I just want you to put your little stuff right here, little dope. You know, if anything happens, police stop you, just give me a call and I have somebody to get shot. You would do that. When the God said, look, this is how you free yourself. Follow the commandments that my prophet, the messenger, had brought to the world. And that I would be on your side. You don't want to hear that. And all the problems that we got in the world today is because man is doing what man say, still to doing what God say, as though God don't even exist. And that's another trick that Satan wants to appeal to the weaker minds of the people, is to make you think that God or him don't even exist. That's his biggest plan is too. And you're falling right into it because you're following the schemes of Satan. You're doing exactly what he wants you to do. That's why you're killing up each other. You ain't, I don't see you go outside your neighborhood and kill up none other than us. And yet you want me to believe that you're sane. But I got to put someone in the beginning that you're insane. And the worst part about that is that you don't even know it. People trying to tell you, family members trying to get you to let you know you need to change your ways. You need to start thinking for yourself instead of have somebody else think for you. You had loaned your mind to somebody else, then how in the hell can you be sane? It's impossible. So we have to get on track. And the only way you're going to get on track is you've got to accept God's commandments. You got to incorporate them in your life, in your spirit, in your soul. And you have to act on it. And don't let the world continue to keep on pulling on you. And you know what the world is pulling on you, the drugs, the party every weekend, every day. You know it's wrong. Your own nature, your own body tell you that it's wrong. Your body tell you, look, I'm tired. You want to go to this party tonight, but I'm finna fall off from under you. And you fall on the floor, and you think, not all gonna wake back up, and the dog outside, you think, you know, slept 10 minutes and 2 days done went by. That let you know, as a scripture say, that your body has rights over you. So if your body have a right over you, what you think the man has? That's when you loan it to somebody else. When you loan your mind power to somebody else, you're not even human no more. You're exactly what they want you to be, a robot. And you know the character or personality of a robot. It only functions on the the ideas or the order that someone gives it. Just like your computer, same thing. But we got to wake up. We see this life is passing us by. And you don't want to contribute anything solid, anything concrete for your children to stand up on after you're gone. That's if you live, they live out, they outlive you, or you outlive them. Either way it goes, you're trying to produce something that your children can look up to and say, our fathers, our brothers, uncles, cousins, this is what they built, and we got to keep it going. But what we're trying to build is human relationship. We're trying to build a human relationship with you and us so we can be real brothers and sisters with each other. We don't worry about the ones that don't want to be in our associates, don't want to be friends with us, don't want to be friends up, don't want to shake our hand or smile our face with a good smile. We're not worrying about them. We're worrying about the innocent people that have been misled, and they know they've been misled. We're talking about you. We know how it is when you get by yourself, buying them clothes, don't ain't nobody home with you, and the walls, they say walls, but it be the mind. The walls in your mind be talking to you, and you know that's wrong. You know all the things you've been doing, you and Sam and Sam and Brent, you know, all you know it's wrong. Won't you just leave that alone? Won't you just get away from that? And go and get you a good life. Get you a good mate. Get you a good job and live. Have a family. Because that's what life is about with the male and female. It's for us to come together and produce family members where we can have a family, sit and love each other, and educate our children. Our children have been educated by us because if they were, they wouldn't be harming each other like they're doing. They've been educated or taught by somebody else that don't even give a damn about us. That's why the world is in such an uproar today. And what the Bible say, there will be wars and rumors of war. And we see it. We are living in the fulfillment of Scripture. And so if we're living in the fulfillment of Scripture, what comes next? The judgment. The judgment. And we're in it. But you got a time and you have an opportunity to change. You know how much strength it takes to change? Not very much. Just open your mouth and say, Lord, I want to change. And be serious when you say that. And your Lord will help you make the necessary change for you to be the person that he created you to be and not the enemy of man. You think the enemy of man is just going to lay down and be content with you walking around here with fine homes and cars and money dressed at night? No. The enemy of man want to see you down in the gutter, begging him every time you see him. Boss, can I have this? Boss, I need this. That's what we're talking about. And if you don't believe the history that God has given us in scriptures and showed us from people that time has gone by. If God has something for you, nobody can stop it. Let's take one history and prove that. Look what happened to Pharaoh. Look at all the signs that God gave Pharaoh. And Pharaoh made a proclamation that he was the God. And when God took Egypt from Pharaoh and gave it to the one that he suppressed, he couldn't stop it. God had that met out for them, and they reaped the benefit. They reaped the benefit of what God told them that he would give them. Despite how powerful Pharaoh thought he was, it is powerful, and he wasn't powerful than God, and then God had to show him. But it was only based on the people giving their whole heart and soul to God, meaning accept the scripture, accept him, has been your creator, accept the scripture through the message and prophets that he sent to the world and put it in your life and live it. You never know when God's going to make that ultimate change for you and give you the leadership. So on Block Talk Radio, this, as we talk to y'all, this is what we're doing. We're preparing ourselves to accept the leadership. We want to accept the leadership of the world. We have a universal message. We're not local or international. We're universal, and our message is universal, meaning that our message would tap into any type of system that they have in the world, and we would be the ones to come out victorious. Why? Because we carry the message of God. Pharaoh couldn't defeat God's message when it came. He thought he could. The Ad and Thamud people, the people during Noah's time, Lut's time, Ibrahim's time, Abraham, all these people, David, Solomon, all these ones that God sent to the world, when the people thought that they could be the winner, they lost. When God had made it where a certain people will rise up and come into the proper leadership to lead the world, you can't stop that. All the bombs, chemical weapons you got, people you got on your side, you can't stop it. But God can stop you with a twinkling of an eye. It could be all over. So this is what our show is all about. Our show is about helping you to become free. Free men and women. Free men and women that are allowed to think on their own, think from the mind of God, and to do the right thing by God. That means do the right thing by God's people. You can't just accept this and think you're going to do it the way you want to do it. No, it don't go like that. It go like that and save the world. He give you a little token. Oh, yeah, and you can do what you want to do. But not in God's way, you can't do that. You have to do exactly what God has created you to do when you accept this way. His way is always the right way. We tell many young men that we meet along the way, all these prisons that they're making, every time they put new numbers on the new cells that they make, them numbers belong to you. And down the line, when you wind up in there, you reflect back and say, them brothers told me that. They told me in the way I was going that I'm going to have a cell when the cell was already named for me. And many of them are reflecting now on the message that we're getting and saying, you know what, brother and sister, y'all right. I see it now. So sometimes God had to take you out of a situation and put you in another situation where clarity, where you can see. You can't see up in the way, up in the top of the mountain with all that fog and clouds. That you got to come down to the base of the land where it's clear. And that's how you see the revelation and the message of God that he sent through the world. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to pull you out of that cloud where you've been misled, where you've been bamboozled, you've been tricked. And we're trying to give you some clear information, a clear message, so you can live a decent life. And everybody in their nature, whether they do wrong or right, everybody wants a decent life. They tired of going through the hustle and bustle 24-7 just as tired to make an honest living. But we can do better once we establish community life the way it's supposed to be established, and then establish business and establish school. You know, establishing education system is just like prayer. It's equal to prayer. You have to have an institution set up where you can educate your children from childbirth all the way to high school. See, that's what the institution is for, and that's what helps your child to stay out of the muck and the mire of the society, the wrongness in the society. You help your sons and daughters become strong when they go to school and their little friends try to tempt them or influence them. They say, wait a minute, hold on. You ever looked at it this way? They are able to give them, their friends, information how to survive this war that we're going on that Satan had struck up against us. Satan ain't fighting against God. He ain't no fool. Man is his enemy, not God. But God is on your side, and he know it. So, dear beloved brothers and sisters, it's always a pleasure to come to you, but just think how this young man was thinking, and then the horrific act that he done. Now, wait a minute. Just think, there's millions of more thinking like him. And you know why they're thinking like him? Do like Pharaoh. Pharaoh seen the authority, the influence that he had. He seen it slipping away, and he couldn't do nothing about it. So what he said, kill the male children, let the female live. Look at the society today. This society, government, it sees the influence and the power that they so-called have slipping away from them, and there's nothing they can do about it. They see it, and they see or they think that we're going to be the one that God blessed with it and for us to move the world in the right direction. That's why all this hatred had mounted up, especially when you got one up on the wall looking like them and saying, oh, if I'm like you, then I can do this and get away with it then. Oh, no, you can't. Not in this day and time. And your scripture, the Bible said what? The thou should not kill. So you read to them and they find the scripture? No. And that's what's wrong with the world. What happened when all these changes came about, it was because the people stopped praying. They stopped praying. And now look at the condition this world is in. So I won't hold you any longer, brother and sister. We just want to settle down. We got good spirits coming out of Ramadan. We made our fast and pray our Lord accept our fast. He's given us a new life, new spirit, and we wait for the second portion of that spirit to come in a few more days to come. It had a second it that we will enjoy ourselves with. And we're keeping the spirit that we got now. And we pray to Allah the blessed to keep it till the next Ramadan come in and pray that we be here to celebrate that next Ramadan with you. So we want to kind of pull back a little bit. Like I said, we come to you in peace, always in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. And we pray that the next speaker that you hear resonates something in your heart for you to make that change and come alive. We have phone numbers. You're welcome to call us. Get in the queue, press 1, ask your question, and be intelligent when you do it. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. Thank you so very much. Now, let me bring my brother, Tujah Muhammad. You've been waiting in the wings. This show was sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, and it's going to get bigger, the Sim School. So please stay tuned. We'll get more information on the STEM school going on in California throughout the country. Okay, brother Tujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Tujah.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir.
Well, you got it, champ.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness is that there is only one creator. And that creator is absolute. He acts and operates alone. He has no partners, no shareholders. He do not depend on his creation. It's the creation depends on him. Allah said that if he wills, he can destroy his whole creation and still exist and bring in a new one, completely different from the one that he just destroyed. This is the creator that we're talking about. We're not talking about a creator that can die. We're not talking about a creator that is dependent.
He don't need water. He don't need air. He don't eat food. He is the creator of all these things. He has no son. Allah said if he wanted a son, all he had to say be, and it'll come into existence. This is a trick, brothers and sisters. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. There's no other prophet is coming after Prophet Muhammad. They said, yeah, I know. They said Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming back. But Allah says Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. And that's what we believe. We got many people saying that they're prophets. They're prophets. You know. We got many people that's telling us that God told them this. God told me to say this. Brothers and sisters, we bear witness to the truth. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So what we are here tonight, we are here tonight to bear witness to the truth. And that's what we are standing on, the truth. You know, and we believe that the truth will set you free. We don't believe that nothing, we don't believe that a lie can help you. Allah said, is there any other truth than his truth? Is there any other truth than his truth? That's what the Quran says. There's only one truth, brothers and sisters, and that's from God. If you bring forth the truth and you tell the truth, that's from God. So we bear witness that there's only one creator, one God. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected state. We like to start at Surah 40, Ayat 51. We will, without doubt, help our messenger and those who believe, both in this world life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. The day when no prophet will it be to wrongdoers to present their excuses. But they will only have the curse and the home of misery. We did a full-time year Moses, the book of guidance. And we gave the book in inheritance to the children of Israel, a guide and a message to men of understanding. Patiently then persevere. For the promise of Allah is true. And ask forgiveness for thy fault and celebrate the praises of thy Lord in the evening and in the morning. Those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority bestowed on them, there's nothing in their breath but the quest of greatness, which they shall never give, which they shall never attain to. Seek refuge then in Allah. It is he who hears and sees all things. Surely, the creation of the heavens and the earth is a greater matter than the creation of men. Yet most men understand not. Not equal are the blind and those who clear the sea. Nor are equal those who believe and work deeds of righteousness and those who do evil. Little do ye learn by ammunition means warning. Warning. It says, little do you learn by warning, by ammunition. The hour will certainly come. Therein is no doubt. Yet most men believe not. They don't believe the judgment. The judgment is coming. And your Lord says, call on me. I will answer your prayer. But those who are too arrogant to serve me will surely find themselves in hell, in humiliation. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to read a little bit more from Al-Tariq. This is where my ex-wife and I picked Tariq's name from. Al-Tariq, the night star. You know, we went into the Quran and just picked a whole bunch of names. Then we had a whole bunch of babies. I got Tasneem, Mahasan, Tariq, Suleiman. I mean, we went on to 12. And so, this is Surah 86, Al-Tariq, the night star, with the name of Allah, most gracious, the most merciful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. By the sky and the night visiting therein. What would explain to be what the night visiting is? Think about it now. It is the star of piercing brightness. There's no soul but has a protector over it. Now let man but think from what he is created. He is created from a drop emitted, proceeding from between the backbone and the rails. Surely Allah is able to bring him back to life. The day that all things secret will be tested, man would have no power and no helper by the firmament which returns in it round, and by the earth which opens out for the gushing of springs or the sprouting of vegetation. Behold, this is the word that distinguishes good from evil. It's not a thing for amusement. As for them, they are but plotting a scheme. and I am planning this game. Therefore, grant a delay, to the unbeliever. Give, you know, hold him up for a little while. Give him a little time. Grant him a delay. It said, therefore, grant a delay to the unbeliever. Give respite to them gently for a while. Sallallahu Kadeem. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. It's amazing, you know. Light come to you at night. Light come to you in darkness, out of darkness. You know, the Quran talks about when light come, the disbeliever, he moves about. He said, but when darkness come, he do what? He stands still. So, Allah is saying here that the light don't come to you in darkness. You know, the light gonna come to you when you can't see physically. You know, and darkness, you can't physically see. You know, but light gonna come to you when you can't physically see, and it's gonna be so bright. And so clear, Allah said it's going to be a piercing brightness. You know what I mean by pierce? You know, when a person sticks you with a sword and start going deep into you, that's what we call piercing. Piercing is digging deep. When that light come to you at night, and it's gonna be bright. It's gonna be a piercing bright. You won't be able to see everything. You see, you gonna know the truth from falsehood, and it's gonna get you ready for the day of judgment. You know, it's gonna get you ready for the day of judgment. You know, and you're going to see the truth right before your eyes. They had the angels. Allah said in the Quran about the angels. Said the angels are going to come to the disbeliever and bring him the truth so clear that it's going to be just like a beast to him. And it said that the angels are going to tell them when they see it, they're going to say, now this is what you deny. What you say ain't going to come. You see? The truth is here, brothers and sisters. So I'm just speaking basically to our brothers and sisters that's teaching hard, that bringing the truth. You know, Allah is telling us that he going to bring it to them at a time that they going to be scheming. They going to be scheming, you know. They going to be trying to, they going to be trying to get you and trying to make people see you wrong. Allah said, during the time they scheming, so Allah said he's going to be planning. And he's the best planner. Allah's going to be planning. You know, they're going to be scheming. This is what it's saying. Read that Al-Tariq, you know, Check that out. It's talking about the Night Star. You know, and it's Allah says, it's not a thing of amusement. You know, it says that as for them, they are but plotting and scheming. And Allah said, and I am planning the scheme. And Allah said, therefore, grant a delay. You know, hold it up for a little bit. Just hold it up a little bit. Grant a delay to the unbelievers. Give respite to them gently for a while. You know. So, brothers and sisters, let's keep teaching. Allah is showing each and every one of us something in the brain, something to contribute to this darkness that we're in. Let them keep on scheming. What we got to do is keep on teaching that which we're learning from Allah, that we're getting from the Quran and applying the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. So let them think that they are in charge. Let them think that they got everything covered. So treat them gently. Just say it gently. Don't drop it on them. So don't drop it on them so often. Delay it, you know, delay it. Hold it back. You got the truth. Allah said you got the truth. He said that they are not equal to you. They are not equal. They think that they are equal. I don't care how much they study. I don't care how much Arabic they know. I don't care how much Quran they read. How much they say that they study the tafsir of Imam Wahid Muhammad. We keep on being steadfast with this in the truth and bear witness that there's only one God and one creator. Let's ask our brothers and sisters to come and establish businesses. We need businesses. I'm telling you, when our brothers and sisters establish those businesses, Allah is going to help them, and it's going to be just like a light came on. It's going to be like a bright light come on. When they see our brothers and sisters in these businesses, and these businesses got products and things that is real, they're not selling the people's stuff that will kill them. Not selling people saying that it's a lie, but giving the public something that's going to make them healthy, make them shine. And they're going to keep coming back, brothers and sisters. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless you with something that we said. Allah is most merciful, most gracious. I came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Abba.
Oh, Abba, is that there? Alhamdulillah. We'll keep talking until he comes. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's 10 after 8, 10 after 7 here. And it's 10 minutes after when we're supposed to be talking about the businesses. And everything is on time, you know. Everything is on time. I think that the peoples is ready to support African American businesses. They are ready. And when they see those businesses out there, I think they're going to save that money. It's a whole lot of money, you know, that has been taken away from the slave master. It's a whole lot of money that is not given to those that feel that they are dominant, that they control the world. That's a whole lot of money when the African-Americans start spending that money with somebody else. So we spend money.
You could
we spend money. We know how to shop. You know. So alhamdulillah, you know, it's our time. It's our time. Alhamdulillah. Walaikum as-salam.
Yeah, I'm back. I thought you were going to last a little longer, so I went. But anyway, I'm back.
Yeah,
crazy to be talking.
That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing, going a little bit long. Alhamdulillah. You on time. Everything's all right. Yeah. Like Allah said, don't stress yourself. Don't fret.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace, and we're going to turn it back over to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. I'd like to read something quickly from our precious holy book, Al-Quran, Surah 15. Ayat 1 to 7. Allah said, this is Al-Rahman al-Rahim al-Hajj. The rocky path. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Elam Ra. These are the signs, the verses of this book and the Quran that make things clear. Again and again, those who be disbelieve will wish that they bow to Allah in Islam. Leave them alone to eat, enjoy this life and the pleasure themselves. Let their false hope amuse them. Soon knowledge and truth will wake them. And we never destroyed a population that did not have a term already decided and written in a location. And not anyone can force his turn, nor can they delay it. And they said, oh, to whom the message was being revealed, you are truly mad and possessed. Why will you not angel to us? If that is you, what you have, it's true. We do not send down angels except with truth. For verily, cause if they came to the ungodly look, no change would they, and the disbelievers would have. So Allah telling us, if he send an angel, ain't going to believe. Only one part of the book, the angel coming out of the cloud, they still would not believe. We know that there's some people out here will hear this truth from this book or hear what's being said and love this religion. And there's a saying to everybody in the grave hear this word, then that's when the judgment was set in. But we thank Allah for this Black Talk Radio station. When Allah given us as human, with a human being to do. So I'm going to bring my brother, he's still here, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, back and let him continue to share with what he believes. And we know we own businesses and businesses I rode through the city today, rode to down to Athens, Georgia, where my daughter lives. And I see all those businesses owned by Caucasians. We ain't got nothing. But I see the churches that we attend, all the churches line up that we attend, that we put our hopes in, that we are sending our children to that church and to the school to come out with the hope going to work for the people that put us in this condition. Man, you know we have to be messed up. And Elijah had it right. He said, if they're not going to treat you right, they sure ain't going to teach you right. And they've been trained not to teach and told not to treat us right. And they don't want to hear nothing. They said they think they don't need to hear nothing from us. I think that's one of the reasons they killed Dr. King. They really wanted to kill Elijah, but they couldn't get to Elijah because Elijah had an army. But they got to Malcolm. They couldn't get to they got to Malcolm. And they got to Muhammad Ali. Every time that he thought that he was going to retire, they come up and told him that Satan came up and told him, hey, man, you the champ. You the greatest of them all. You the greatest, man. You the greatest. And I think that went to his head. The man invited him to Chicago, that he's coming to Chicago one time, Muhammad Ali, just to quit boxing. But he didn't show up. But the man laid some real interesting things and said some real nice things about Muhammad Ali, how he was the people champ, how people loved him all over the world. So, but he let that get to him. You the champ, man. Can't nobody beat you. And that was Satan go to your so-called false strength, bragging on you, making you think that you can go forever. Now everything have to sit down and take a rest one day. You can't be 18 or 19, 20 for 40, 50 years. Can't do it. So let me bring Brother Ibrahim up, Imam Ibrahim. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Brother Ibrahim, put that tea down and now.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, I know that tea tastes good and that chocolate milk and those Ray donuts that you've been eating. But can you put them down for a minute, please, sir?
No, you just trying to find out if I got any tea so I can offer you some. That's all it is.
You always ask your brother, if you got anything good, you know your brother can get it. I'm doing it now. Well, you got
right. You ain't got to ask. Yes, sir. Well, yes, you know, I just want to take off when I left off there because I was speaking like our big brother was about our businesses and business that we're trying to establish, and that is a must. You know, we must have business. We just don't want business, so we just tell people that we are businesses. We want business so our children can look up to us and see what Allah has blessed us, and they can take it over. You know, we got to establish something. It's a must. It's a must. You know, and we can't continue to keep on delaying the things that we are really talking about as far as businesses, taking care of our homes and our wives, our children. You know, these things are very important to us. And when we are talking to our audience, I pray that they feel the urgency in our spirit to know that these are things that we are trying to accomplish, and we need their help as well. You know, because we would love for them to join on with us
You're on to those who are right and trying to do right. These are the ones that you should try to connect with. And then help build. You know, it's very important for us to put ourselves in a position to be able to help. See, we're trying to put ourselves in a position to build because we're trying to help the world. We're not just trying to help a few. We are trying to help everybody. Those
Is your phone breaking up?
Yeah.
Cutting
you off, but...
Your phone breaking up?
Ibrahim? She's breaking you up. You're breaking you up.
Okay,
Ibrahim.
What about now? Yes, sir.
We hear you now. You're breaking up. Yes,
all right. Yes, you know, you have to have the businesses that we're echoing out. You know, it's like an emergency. We need a thing where we can supply our people, our cousins, with the right type of foods, the right type of clothing, you know, the right type of material to use to establish this new world order. And the new world order starts from an order. And there's only two orders. There's God's order and there's Satan's order. But we didn't abandon Satan's order. We know what his order is all about. Because we live his order. For Allah showed us the light. And we change. We transform out of that dark light that we thought was light into a real light where we can see. And so the real light that Allah established in us allowed us to say, okay, light means vision. Here's a vision. What's your vision? Vision is community life. And Lord, bless us with people thinking like us. And move us in the same spirit where we can build. We're going to start off with a little clinic. If it ain't in just one room. Until we can expand that clinic. These are the things that we need to survive. We need a little stove. If we got to start that stove out of the trunk of our car. Until God can bless it with the means to put it under a roof in a building. But these things. These things we need. So why don't the ones that say they are sane, to say they are intelligent, why don't you hear the echo and I say, look, we got to connect with them. Because they got the right idea. They got the right plan. And the plan they got is the new order. And the order they got is from God. We're not working for nobody's order but God's order. And God's order is telling us to come together to unite on the principle of La ilaha illallah, nothing deserved worship but Allah, and then build. We got to build. There's nothing wrong with us getting a little sweaty. That's why you got showers. That's why you got sink with soap and water to refresh it afterwards. But can't you see the vision? Having 100,000 acres of land, 100 acres of land, 300 acres of land, and then you start seeing little projects come up on that land. And in your vision, you say, okay, we got four projects on this land starting out. Within 6 months to a year, those four projects will be complete. And then over here on this side over here, that's the foundation we laid for our grocery store. So we have a grocery store there. When you come into our complex, where there are four units over here to the right, of the store, and then behind it you have senior living. You see a clinic in front of the senior living. These are things that we need. These things are a must for human survival. And only right-minded people, God-conscious people, are the ones that can bring this about. And there won't be no trickery among us. No deceit among us. See, once we sense it and we see it, we're going to tell you one time. If we get an inclination that you try to do it again, you're out of here. It ain't no, well, let's go give him a chance or give it. No, it ain't none of that. We're not going to show no weakness because what we're trying to build in the name of God, us to be weak. And one monkey don't stop no show.
That's right.
So these are things that we want to do, brothers and sisters. We must build. And we're only trying to connect with the right-minded people, people that are thinking like us. Peter's going in the same direction we're going into to join on with us to bring this about. Don't you want to feel good if you have to leave outside your complex to go take out some business at a bank or whatever? Don't you want to feel secure in your heart that your wife and your brother's wife and your other brother's wife are sitting on the porch drinking tea, sitting and talking, and you know they're in peace? And you know you have that complex secure that you don't have to worry about anything happening to them. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that the kind of lifestyle you want? Yes. And by Allah, if he grant us, we're going to show it to you. We're going to grant it to him. We're going to show you. We're not just talking. You know, we got to talk to bring things about. We got to talk to make things clear to you of what we're all about. And we're not stopping now. We can't. With the spirit that God has blessed us with, his spirit, how can you stop? I can't even go to sleep when I think about God and the plans that we're talking about. And then when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm still thinking about the same thing and asking Allah to help us bring it about. Give us the courage, give us the strength, give us the help to establish the thing that he wants us to establish from the mission that he has set us on. We're going to do this mission or die trying. But we pray to our Lord that he give us the strength to bring about this mission, bring about this new world order, to establish something good and healthy for the people. We want to work for our community. We want to work for the people. We're not just working for ourselves. And we don't get a dime out of this. As long as we can establish something and build something, praise be to Allah. That's who we speak our play for. That's who we see our pay from, is Allah himself. So we are really trying to get in a spirit every time we talk to you, give you a portion of our vision, what we see, and what we can see in the future, what we're going to bring about, and how we're going to bring about it, and why we should bring it about. That's what's so important, to be able to live on 100 acres of land. It's a lot of land, with housing, you know, schools, clinics, a little farmland where we have livestock. You know, horses for our children to ride on our land. Don't have to worry about nobody from the outside with all this crazy stuff going on out here. The crazy music. Music talking up under women's clothes and out of their nature, calling them all kind of obscene names. This is the kind of neighborhood you want to live in? I don't. And you should be tired. That's why we're trying to establish a new world order under God's order. That's where we're coming from. We're not coming from our own nafs, our own thought. We're coming from God's thought, from God's mind, his ideas, his spirit to motivate us to do the things and bring about the things that you hear us talking about. And one day, if he allows us to live, and I pray he do, well, we can sit back and say, I told you so. Yeah, I told you so. But you didn't listen. You thought what we were talking about was crazy because the world has produced so many trinkets for you, all kind of evil, obscene stuff out in this world, and you didn't think that we can come up under this and build the kind of world and the community life in this world under God's order. What we're going to show you. We're going to show you because it's our mission. See, we're on a mission. The worst thing you can do is to get in the way of a people that's on a mission from God. Now, if you just got in the way because they're trying to steal a hamburger or something, you might be successful. But they're on a mission from God. And they tell you that they're going to bring about the thing that God had missioned them to bring about, you in trouble.
Yeah,
you can't get in our way. We will not allow you to get in our way, but we can stop. Because we can't stop now. We just like a locomotive with no governors on. And we're saying this to give you the courage to come and stand with us. If you want to be a winner, come stand with us. You want to be a loser, stay on out there with Shaitan. With Satan. Stay out there with him.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet you. I'll bet you my life that it won't be long before you be wallowing in the float, crying, and saying, I wish I wouldn't listen. And why are we saying that? Because we done seen this before. We ain't just telling you something that we haven't saw.
Yeah.
We done experienced this. I've been propagating this religion for 57 years, since 1965.
Yes, sir.
My big brother, along with me, and you think we going to stop now? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping in us. That's not even in our vocabulary. We are moving. And you say, oh, yeah, they're just talking. That's what we want you to say. We want you to say all the things that you want to say about what we ain't doing. When we show you, like we said, we're going to tell you, I told you so. But say it may be too late for you. But we're not playing.
No, sir.
The world cannot be built on people that want to play. We are serious people. We are loving people. We have fun. We have fun with our family, our wives, ourselves, and among ourselves. So there's no playing us when you come to that. Because we're trying to build a brother and sisterhood under one God. And the umbrella of protection is the five principles that we stand upon, under. And that's what's going to help us build this new world that we're talking about building. And when we say world, we're not talking about the world that you're standing on. This, God had created that. But we're talking about a community, a society, a right-minded people. It won't mean no child molestation in the community that we're in and that we're building. It won't be no rapists. No brother looking at you from head to toe every time you step outside. Or no sister looking at you from head to toe every time you step outside. No, we free and bring an order about that's got the right order and attitude of the order coming from God. And I would not join on with nobody to do anything, nobody, in no religion, when you molesting children and now it's all right. No. Yeah, and you got 370,000 cases of molestation in a religion, and that's what you want to follow? No. So when you see our community being built and you got any sugar in your clothes before you get to our door, you better leave that sugar alone because you will not come among us with that kind of mentality. No, we will not let you among us with that kind of mindset.
I ain't going to tolerate.
Ain't going to tolerate at all.
No, sir.
Ain't about, well, I just want to be among y'all for a while so I can learn y'all ways and then I see if I can change them. No. No, go down the street with Ralph now. Hang out with them and see if you want to change. Don't bring it here because we're not going to accept it. It's just certain things we're not going to accept. And what we're not going to accept is in the scripture. We don't have to accept it. If God didn't accept it, what make you think I'm going to accept it? No. We believe we have laws, not rules. We have laws laid down, and our laws come that will be expressed to you come directly from the God's revelations. Those are laws that we stand on that will be established to govern our community.
Yes, sir.
So no rule. Oh, you broke a rule. Hell no. See, we're going to build something that you can't break, but once you break it, you're gone.
So just let you know that we're not playing. See, you still trying to play checkers and we playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is make the wrong moves, and you're going to be in a mate.
Yes, sir.
And we will have to establish, if you build a house on our property and you get caught anything and you out the door, you lose the property as well. It don't belong to you anymore. And you're going to sign the paper before you get in there with us when you start the building. So any rule that you break, any law you break, when you go,
yes, you
door,
go.
All that belongs to us. That belongs to our community.
Right. We're
going to show you what a real community under God look like. Not that phony stuff. Yes, we're going to have a little detention hall as well, where our young Muslim brothers and sisters have got caught. And they find their way to us. So we got a detox station for them.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, they just won't be able to just roam around with us like that. We will put them somewhere where they can hear Allah's word by instructors that know what they're talking about and let them know that we are not playing. If you want to make that change, we're going to help you make the change.
Yeah.
But we're not going to help you be suicidal. We're going to help you become a rational human being again. And bow down your head on the ground and ask your Lord for forgiveness for everything that you did was wrong. And pray hard that he forgive you and that he open his heart for you. And we will know it. We will know it through your action. But believe me, you hear us talking, there's more to come. Look for this world to come about. It may be next month, maybe 6 months, maybe another year or two, but you're going to see it. Because it's in God's plan, and God is planning it through us. So how can we be the losers? When God plan a move, and he make his move, and with the people he make it with, how can they lose? There's no such thing. Why are we saying that? Because the city belongs to us. That's why the city's in chaos, confusion right now. But when we rise up, these cities belong to, we're free man and woman in the city. We can go places you can't go. And we can get respect where you can't get it. Mm-hmm. That's praise be to Allah for us. That's the Lord's prayer for you. But how I go is giving God the praise and not no man. It's standing on the foundation that God put us on and not no foundation man put you on. Because man cannot really put you on the foundation. He can only induce you to the idea that God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you take it from that. So, brothers and sisters, not any further delay. We're just giving you a little outline of where we're going. See, when people talk, if they can't show you where they're going, then that's just in the air. But we're showing you where we're going, and we're showing you what we're about, and we're showing you what we're going to build. And I love that you say in your mind and secret, oh, they just talking. I love it when you say that. Because that just gives us more strength to stand up and bring it about. And make our wives proud of us, men to men that they wanted us to be. And lead them. They don't want no chump leading them. They want men to lead them, real men to lead them, God-fearing men. And that's what we're about. So, brothers and sisters, we'll bring our co-host back on again. And we pray to Allah that everything we're saying, we pray that you accept what we're saying. We do. Get our phone number. Call us if you want to make a donation. We got our treasurer, Akbar, our secretary, Diane, and our co-host, our CEO, Suja. You can help us. All we got to do is we reaching out to you, and we ain't begging you. We beg Allah, we just asked you to help us. If you will, you can reach out to us like we're reaching out to you. So, dear beloved brother and sister, I'm going to pause to bring our co-host back. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look at your name. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah. Yeah,
sure.
We
when you move into our city, you move into a city full of decent rules that applies to everybody. You can't major up, don't even try. We ain't trying to build that old world. Keep that old world.
No, I've been there, man. I've got it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to bring Brother Suja back up. Many of our Caucasian brothers want to say anything. Mass one come in the queue, and then our brothers, or Christian brothers and sisters want to say anything. Mass one, and we got a little hand is raised, and we will stop talking and bring you on and hear from you. But if you ain't got
all right, come on, big bro.
Over to brother, thank brother Ibrahim, man. Turn it over to you, brother Suja.
Can I say something?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. As a boy. Salam alaikum. The last name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I bet when there's no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is still the prophet. I wanted to mention to Brother Imam Ibrahim and thank him for bringing in that point that he clarified when he said, when he corrected it, he said, because we own, oh man, it's concentrating too hard, and it almost like slipped my mind. Ah, well, there was the will of Allah that it happened, because I refused to believe there was Shaitan that moved in. Because it was a point that he brought out, and I wanted to put a little bit with that. Alhamdulillah. When it comes back, I'll write it down, and then I can be able to let you know what it was. Look, it's been your moment. It's been your moment. I apologize. It's our boss. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. I have to. Oh, man, I had a
lot. As-salamu alaykum. We appreciate everybody. I'm going to give Suja, bring the Suja back up. I know he got a lot of them. I'm about to raise their hand. If they do raise their hand, I will let you know, Brother Suja.
Yeah, I'm trying to give him a great day.
I'm trying to give you. Suja, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, well, you got it, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I just, only thing I can do is just add to and bear witness. And help reinforce what is right, you know, don't let Shaitan come in. If Shaitan comes in, everybody see it. Everybody sees Shaitan. We just be quiet and listen. And this is the only thing that, this is the majority of the things that Allah is talking about in the Quran, and where Shaitan constantly deny that which is right and deny the truth, and Shaitan think that he can get in there. He's never going to stop. He always thinking that you sleep. Shaitan, you know, you can tell Shaitan that I see everything that you're doing. I know all your tricks. And Shaitan will try to pull it on you anyway. That's Shaitan. All the good that you're trying to do, all the good is for the whole generation, for all the family, you know. All the grandchildren, the parents, the woman, and everything, Satan is still going to get in there and try to mess it up, confuse it. You know, and Satan is the one that try to divide a thing, cause division. We know it. We got it. Satan is trying to take you out. You know, you're not. I'm not God. You can't tell me I'm God. You know. All praises are due to God. All praises is due to God. You know, and I know that. You know, and that's the reason some of the times, most of the time, the Shaitan would bear witness and just try to show the one that's doing good and try to take them out of their position, take it away from them. You know, and I get to thinking that, well, maybe I am a little God. You know, no, Allah is God, and Allah got something. I mean, he is just on and on in the Quran. After he show you one thing, he show you another, and what he got for the unbeliever, the disbeliever, the hypocrite, the one that rebels against that which is right and which is true and which is good. He got things that throughout the Quran, he shows us, you know, how you going to come at that, you know. And that was one of the things he was talking about in the night visitor. In the night visitor. Talking about the people that don't have faith in nothing. You know, we tell them that we going to build a city. And in their mind, they said, who do you think he is? Who do you think he is? He ain't no more than a man just like us. He ain't gonna do nothing. You know, yeah. So that's what we're up against, brothers and sisters, and it's something weak. It's a weak opponent. You don't have an opponent that is worthy, an opponent that is a true contender, not this day and time. He has no win. He has no win. Only thing Satan can do is get you exposed. I got confidence in all of us. I got belief in all of us. I believe that Allah give each and one of us something that going to help BUII. Going to help us move on and establish what we are trying to establish, each and every one of us. You know, it's one thing that I learned in raising children. Don't never praise one child. And I got 12. I got to really be careful. I can't praise one child and tell that one child that you great. You see? No, I got to keep that thing balanced dealing with my children. I got to keep it, especially dealing with my girl. I got to keep it balanced. You know, I got to let them know that what I'm concentrating on the best in the individual. That I see the bad,
But when I talk to you, I'm going to bring out the best that's in you that I see. So when it was, so when you hear me, I'm trying to motivate you. You know, to do the best that you can. Do your best. First thing I want to know is whether or not you believe in Allah. If you believe in Allah, you can establish a business. You can progress with that business. If you believe in Allah, we're going to support you when you go into that business. That's the main thing. And you got to have the belief that all praises is due to Allah. All praises is due to Allah. You know, don't look at me as God. Don't look at me. I'm your dad. I'm your brother. You know? I got my problems. If you will put out some of my problems, I'll look bad too. If you just concentrate on all my problems, I ain't going to look too good. But if you concentrate on the good that I'm doing, build me up that way. So you can hear the devil. You know the devil when he's coming. The devil going to try to make you look bad. That's mean the guy in the Bible, Cain killed Abel. Two brothers against each other. And then they tell us the story of Joseph. How they plotted and schemed against his brother. Allah already done warned us. Allah already done showed that to us. All this to us. So when it's done, it's just like seeing something that been done that I already know gonna happen. That I already saw that whole movie. I read that backward and forward. I might go along. I'll go along with you. But when things come down on you, it's gonna come down on you all at once. It's going to come down on you all at once. You know, so we got to see the best in each other and bring out the best in the brothers and sisters here in BUII. And we'll see more progress. We'll see more progress. We'll see a better spirit, a better motivation, more inspiration, you know. So we thank you. I'm going to leave 5 minutes and we came to you with the spirit of truth and righteousness and the betterment of mankind. You know, with that spirit, for things to work, things to move towards the best, and we're gonna leave you in the spirit of good and peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Turn it back over to you, Brother Agba. We got about 4 more minutes. Are you there, Brother Agba? Brother Ibrahim. Brother Ibrahim. Maybe this go off. Huh?
Yeah, I saw Blake with Brother Shuja.
Well, thank you, Islam. No, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm here. I saw Blake.
Well, thank you, Islam.
Let's make the dua, and then you can keep talking. We've got about 4 minutes, and let's make the dua, then you can keep talking, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min shaitan al-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal-asri. Inna lisana la fi kusri. Illa alladhina aminu wa aminu salihati. Wa tawassal bilhaqi. Wa tawassal bilsabr. Ameen, ya Rabbi. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Brother, we're gonna turn it over to you, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. Yeah, I just caught it at the tail end here. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
And you know, I was thinking today about the number five. How alhamdulillah we have five prayers that we make every day. Our five prayers, you know. And how you doing, ma'am? And we have our five Islamic principles. You know what I mean?
Five prayers. You know, yes.
Yeah, you know, Fajr prayer, Zuhr prayer, the Asr prayer, you know, Maghrib, Isha prayer. And then we got five, you know, we got five senses. So five, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I think Imam was teaching on one time about the circle. Isn't the circle a symbolic of five too? Like the circle, like a ring, a circle. I don't know, man. But all praise be to Allah. That's a good number.
No, it means something that's complete. It means complete.
Complete. Yeah.
Yeah.
The circle. The circle means complete. All praise to God. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. You know, and that's a good target amount sometimes. If you have goals that you're trying to set and keep in your mind, you know, using that number five, because it seems like it's natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we got five fingers on our hand. Well, we're actually four fingers and a thumb, but essentially we got five fingers. You know, five. So five is all over the place. You know, and
you got five pillars.
Five pillars. Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, and all praise be to Allah. So, you know, we got to have goals too. We have to have goals. You know, if you don't have goals, you know what I mean? You know, you're in trouble. You got to have goals. Because Allah says it. You know, to each is a goal, so which God turns it. So strive together. Eyes in the race are all that is good. So wherever you are, he'll bring you together because God is in charge of all things. All praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah. Also, yes. Clarification, Amir Kareem, that he had, you know, they were twins, and Bilal the poet, he's still with us, but Amir,
Bilal's still alive?
He's still with us, Bilal.
You told me Bilal was why?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I got it all mixed, I think I passed along that misinformation. You know, it's something that I had heard. But he's still with us. But Amir passed, and Amir's janaza is tomorrow here in Orange County. At, I think they said at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good brothers. Good.
Sir.
You know, simple. Common sense, down home brothers. You know what I mean. Kind of like really, down to earth. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So they lived in Long Beach. And but I don't know the details about how he passed or what happened. But tomorrow is the janaza.
Allah be in his paradise.
I remember when I put my book out, what I was doing with my book, because mm-hmm. that was the height of the Afrocentric movement.
Yes, sir.
He knew about that movement. I knew about that movement. So he really supported me and made me feel comfortable at the time, you know what I mean? That's been some years ago. All right. So all praise be to Allah. So I turn it back over to you, but I don't know the details. I don't know any of the details of what happened. I passed it. I think Muhammad Khatib, the brother who teaches our Juma. He has more information. Praise be to Allah.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I turn it back over to y'all.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. So praise be to Allah. Agba, are you here?
Yeah, I'm listening to y'all talking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, I knew
this went up. Okay.
Anybody else want to say anything? And then you cut this thing. Okay.